Anissa says, in our state, it is common that transgenders bring marriage proposals. They do this as a businessman and act as a mediator between the two families. Is it allowed for transgenders to enter our houses? Because I have once heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one transgender to leave the city of Medina. I don't know whether it is true or not. First of all, I personally don't know of such a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ would order a transgender to leave Medina. And before we go on, I think it is appropriate to understand what is meant by transgender or transsexuals. Usually, a transgender refers to a person who is inclined to imitate the opposite of his real biological gender and who denies his own true nature. So, a man born a male, yet he insists on wearing women's clothes, talk, walk, and behave like women. This person is a transgender or transsexual. And such people are condemned in Islam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam cursed the men who imitate women, and he cursed the women who imitate men. This goes against their nature. They may justify it by saying that we were born like this. This is something that we're forced to do, and this is unacceptable in Islam. All men and women are born as Allah has created them, to be men or to be women, not to be against what they were born as. And anything that develops down the line, it is due to the environment, to their own personal conviction or their desire to be like this, but it has nothing to do with their nature. Allah created them in the best of form. They chose, or they were influenced by their environment to act in such a fashion, which Islam condemns. And Islam tells them that they have to correct themselves. Otherwise, those homosexuals, like the people of Lot, of Sodom, whom Allah had destroyed, if this was a natural thing, which is homosexuality, Allah would not have called them to repent and to seek forgiveness and to refrain from whatever evil acts they've been doing. This shows clearly that this is haram. Now there is a hadith where there was this person who is, as we call them today, maybe castrated. So he was a man, but he was operated upon that he would lose the tools of his manhood. Yet, when the companions were about to go and conquer the city of Taif, he told them that if you enter the city of Taif, then you should take note that there is this woman, I think she was the wife of Ghilan, and he started describing her body to the men. Now when the Prophet heard this, alayhi salatu wasalam, he instructed that this person, this individual, not to enter upon women. Just because he was castrated, and that he was not a man because of an operation done to him, does not mean that he lost his interest in women or his sight and look at women. So the man, when describing this woman in Taif, he described her as a man. And he is pointing out to other men the points of beauty in her. So the Prophet told them not to allow him to enter upon women who would say, feel safe. Like now in the West, women feel safe being friend to a gay man because he doesn't have any interest in women, so they think that it is safe to be around him, which is not. So coming back to your question, Anisa, such a transgender must not be allowed to enter upon women. Though he acts and looks and may talk like them, he is still a man and he cannot mix with women. So as a businessman, yes, he may moderate, he may matchmake, but not to mix with women. He's only allowed to mix with men because he is really a man, no matter what he puts on and no matter what he pretends.